Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June 19th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT says it plans for its march against the distribution of food based on party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are now on course, and party leader Morgan Tsvangirai will lead from the front.
And we are saying to the government, they have a constitutional obligation to make sure that all Zimbabweans deserving of food aid, irrespective of their political affiliation, are supposed to get food aid. So these are some of the key issues that are going to be forming part of the demonstration that we're going to hold in Mutare.
The founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable.
I think that continues to be a concern. It is not a secret that we are dealing with a system that does not take too kindly to criticism.
The Women of Dominion International Denominational Conference for Zimbabweans in the Diaspora ends in Delaware on a high note.
The next conference is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are already putting things into perspectives and into plans. So everything is in order.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT says plans for its march against the distribution of food based on party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are on course, and party leader Morgan Tsvangirai will lead from the front. Party spokesman Obed Gutu tells us more on the issue.
We are protesting basically about the 2.2 million jobs still not there. ZANU-PF in its manifesto in the last election of 2013, they said in 5 years they're going to create 2.2 million jobs. But I can assure you that right now, or 3 years into their tenure of office, they have actually successfully created 2 million loafers and 2 million vendors. So we are obviously protesting to say, you promised us 2 million jobs, 2.2 million jobs. Where are the jobs? We want the jobs. We are obviously going to protest. Particularly, this is Manicaland. This is the heart of the diamond mining area, Chiadzwa. And we are saying Chiadzwa Marange Diamonds, according to President Mugabe himself. He was publicly there admitting a few weeks ago that no less than $15 billion worth of diamonds money has gone missing. So we wanted the government to tell us what has happened to the money, who took the money, who stole the money. Those people who stole the money should be arrested. And more importantly, that money should be taken back to the National Treasury where it belongs. We are also going to be talking about the issue of hunger. As you know, 4 million Zimbabweans are facing the horrifying specter of starvation. And we are saying the government is this very notorious habit of partisan distribution of food. Many of our supporters, MDC supporters, and sometimes even supporters of other opposition political parties are being denied food aid merely on the basis of their political affiliation. And we are saying to the government, they have a constitutional obligation to make sure that all Zimbabweans deserving of food aid, irrespective of their political affiliation, are supposed to get food aid. So these are some of the key issues that are going to be forming part of the demonstration that we're going to hold in Mutare.
That was MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu in Harare. The founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable. Mawarire tells us more on the issue.
My name is Ivan Mawarire, or Pastor Ivan Mawarire, based in Harare, Zimbabwe. I'm part of the This Flag campaign, or at least I founded the This Flag campaign, which has become a citizens' movement now. We have done a campaign where we are holding government accountable for their actions, particularly now in Zimbabwe, where we are seeing an implosion of the economy. I think the resonance is in the fact that we have been able to mobilize the voice of the citizens to now be heard. Where before, this voice was only heard in hushed tones, people hiding, not speaking directly to seat to power. We are now beginning to actually engage the powers that be, the offices of the people that are running these different institutions. And we are now starting to actually see people come out in numbers, join with the petition going at the moment, which is hashtag the Ndenge Must Go. And that's around the Minister of Energy and Power Development, who is caught up in what we believe are corrupt deals concerning handling of public funds. So we are now seeing a group of citizens, which continues to grow by the day, being bold enough to just click and like or tweet, but to now be able to show up and actually participate in public discontent concerning government policy.
So what is the way forward moving on with this campaign of this flag? Where are you going to next?
At this point, we are continuing to be part of the broader protests that are taking place in Zimbabwe. And we are not the only one. There are many other protests that are taking place in the country. And we see ourselves as contributing to the pressure toward government to behave themselves, to correct themselves, and also just becoming a voice that is now awakening citizens, become citizens that are active, especially as we are now moving towards the elections of 2018. We now see the citizens becoming an absolute game changer when it comes to the elections of 2018. So I think for us at this point, that is what we are focused on. However, we are on standby concerning other ideas that either we are coming up with or that the members of the movement are coming up with as well, to continue to put pressure on the government concerning policy reform and concerning accountability, particularly with issues of corruption, injustice, and poverty.
What about your own safety? Do you feel safe? You have been making a lot of noise, and now we see you escalating this to actual one-on-one meetings with, people like the Reserve Bank governor. Are you safe?
I think that continues to be a concern. It is not a secret that we are dealing with a system that does not take too kindly to criticism. And unfortunately, we do not have a budget. We are not a funded movement. We are a movement that funds out of our own pocket at this point. And so our safety now has to depend on the citizens. We continue to be people that are connected to our constituents as citizens. We know where we are at all times. And we've been able to put out certain alerts to the citizens in that, look, if you do not see or hear from us, check up on us, and if there is a problem, then we're asking the citizens again to rise up and make sure that our citizens are not harmed for exercising their constitutional and democratic rights.
That was the founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire in Harare. Delegates to the just-ended Women of Dominion Interdenominational Conference held in Delaware in the United States say they are already looking forward to the forthcoming one, which will be held in Tennessee next year. The conference ended in Delaware today. Vice President of Women of Dominion, Dr. Marjorie Chikore, tells us more on the issue.
This year is our 50-year anniversary, and we are so excited to see what God can do, to see God elevating a woman from the ground. When we began, it was arise and shine. Now we are saying God's blessings be upon us. We see God doing great things as we started Women of Dominion. People are being empowered. There were people who didn't know what to do with their lives, but by coming to Women of Dominion, they can now do little businesses, and they are flourishing, and they are coming here to witness and to tell others what God can do when women meet. We are really proud of ourselves, and we thank God for what He is doing in us and for us.
We understand that this year you had an opportunity to also have young women and girls join this conference. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, God has been so good. Last year, this woman who came for Women of Dominion saw the need to include children. So this year she organized, her name is Maud Makoni. She organized these young girls, and they came in numbers, about 26 children altogether, between the ages of 4 and 12. And I had the privilege to talk to them. They are so inspired. They are excited. They want to fly higher. And they are being taught what a jewel is, how to take care of themselves, what is of value to them in life. And they are shown examples of women who started as they are and where they are going. So I saw smiles all the way when I was speaking to them. And I could see that we have a generation that we have created, and we thank God that this is going to multiply and surprise us in the coming years.
And where is the next conference going to be held?
The next conference is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are already putting things into perspectives and into plans, so everything is in order.
That was the Vice President of Women of Dominion, Dr. Marjorie Chikore, in Delaware in the United States. A Zimbabwean woman based in Hollywood, California, says despite meeting dozens of celebrities in a day-to-day life, she has not let this faze her and will be appealing to those she meets to assist her in her quest to help three schools in Kwekwe. She says she hopes to assist with books and upgrading of school buildings. She tells us more on what it is like to work alongside the celebrities in Hollywood.
My name is Sandra Chingasian-Nduna, and I live in California, in Los Angeles. I work at the Clark Productions in Hollywood, and we do shows like Golden Globes, Billboard Music Awards, So You Think You Can Dance, American Music Awards. We specialize in live events, and I work in the international department. And my job is to get all our shows that we do here around the world. I've met quite a few people in the industry, you know, through my work, of course, and a lot of what I talk to them about is my work. Eventually, I'm going to try to start talking about Africa. You know, I've discussed Africa because I feel like that's who I am, so that's always my introduction point, like, who are you? I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm from Africa. This is what I do. This is what my passion is. People are open about Africa more than they've ever been. I find that people want to know more. People are misinformed. People need an education as to who we are, what the struggles are, but what the strengths are as well, because I don't take kindly to people just looking at us as being needy or looking for help. We have something to give, and that's how I approach me being in Hollywood and being African. I have something to give. Africa has something to give. At the same time, there are struggles. There are struggles everywhere, but we have our struggles, and we're not in denial about them, but at the same time, we have things to give. So I think it's really always an exchange when I meet these big people, or, you know, an exchange of information. I try by all means to enlighten and to educate and to share, and at the same time, not being in denial about whatever struggles that we're going through.
That was Sandra Chaingasieninduna, the founder of Zimbabwean Child Inc., speaking to us from Hollywood, California. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, I'm gladly joined by Wilson Box with the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Wilson, thank you so much for joining me today on the program.
Thank you so much, Katenda.
And Wilson, of course, this past Thursday was the Day of the African Child. And I understand as an organization, this coming up Thursday, you'll be commemorating the day. Tell us more about what you have planned.
Thank you so much, Katenda. As an organization, we are going to have an all-stakeholders meeting, which will be focused on illicit drug use in Zimbabwe. You'll find out that with the current economic situation in our country, the most affected people are the youth. So on our meeting on this Thursday, we're actually going to be focusing on the youth. How has been the youth affected by illicit drug use, and what is it that can be done to ensure that our youth are safe and also protected? Because the issue of illicit drug use in Zimbabwe at this moment in time is actually increasing, especially with the new synthetic drugs that are coming up. And it appears the government at the moment does not have a way laid out plan on what could be done or what should be done
How rampant is it to see children and youth in Africa are dealing with the issue of illicit drug use?
The issue of illicit drug use at the moment is, it's at a level whereby we are seeing that all stakeholders, being youth, you know, the churches, civil society, we need to come together and try to discuss this issue so that we come up with a holistic plan and framework whereby we can at least try to reduce the use of illicit drugs. So you find out that most youth organizations in Zimbabwe at the moment, looking at our economy, yes, they might try their level best, you know, to try and discuss these issues. But the problem that our economy is not kicking, you find out that it becomes so difficult to reach a large number of people because in terms of resources, financing, it's really a problem.
What are the resources that you would say as an organization working to deal with drugs you would need to really make an impact?
Most organizations would really need for exposure, especially in the media, because we find out that at the moment with the current problems in the country, people tend not to really look at some of these issues because people are actually mainly concerned about their day-to-day lives, especially as far as incomes are concerned, food on the table is concerned. But the issue of drugs, you see, is being taken, in the periphery. You see. So you find out that at the end of the day, such issues are not given a lot of attention. So if most organizations get the necessary materials to ensure that the local people, the grassroots, can get this information, at least I think people can move.
And for those who want to attend this meeting next Thursday, how can they do so?
Well, it's not going to be an open meeting as such. It's a meeting whereby we have said, let's start with the key stakeholders. So we've invited the police, we've invited the Ministry of Health, we've invited civil society, we've invited prisons, education, and we've also invited parents, churches. You see. So we've actually sent out. So what we're actually looking for after this meeting is to come up with a way forward that will really assist the country on the issues to do with illicit drug use in the country. So after that meeting, that is when we are going to say now, right, Zimbabwe, this is what we think can be done. And then we invite for more ideas.
And as we close here, Wilson, what's your message to young Zimbabweans when it comes to the issue of drug use? What do you say to them?
Right. So what I will say to the youth of Zimbabwe is that please stop abusing drugs. Because if you abuse drugs, you are actually killing your future. Drugs are dangerous. So as youth of Zimbabwe, be responsible, concentrate on your education, ensure that you stay healthy. Your environment is also healthy. So stay away from drugs.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Tatenda.
That was Wilson Box with the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, hoping you stay well and hoping you'll join me again next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Now to recap on today's top stories. The opposition MDCT says plans for its march against the distribution of food based along party lines to be held in Mutare next Saturday are on course, and party leader Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to lead from the front. And the founder of this flag campaign, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says that despite fearing for his life, he will continue to encourage Zimbabweans to hold the government accountable. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, June the 19th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.